This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. From our Eurostone studios, tomorrow is Halloween. If you're tired of doing the same old thing, why don't you celebrate mundane Halloween? What is that, you ask?
It is a very mundane Halloween costume,
right,
that portrays some very specific yet unimportant event in life. And in Asia, this has actually been catching on over past several years, where they might have like somebody waiting at the TSA line in an airport, and they're holding a tray full of their stuff, and they have no shoes on their feet.
Right? Yeah.
You know, we talked about yesterday about a guy who was just holding a game controller and leaning all the way to the left, and it's like man trying to take a turn in Mario Kart.
Which is really funny, yeah. So we decided to take it upon ourselves to celebrate mundane Halloween ourselves.
We have. And if you'd like to check out what we've done, we've posted on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. We've got a reel there in which both Woody, myself, Jim, and our intern, Maddie, have recreated these really specific and almost uninteresting moments in life as our Halloween costumes. And let's just give one example each.
We all did like two of them, but the one I did was bathroom attendant waiting for a tip with cologne in one hand and a little cup with a $10 bill in the other hand. You know, those people that wait for you to wash your hands.
In the fancier bathrooms, yes.
Yeah.
Mine was, I'm holding a drip coffee maker in one hand and a Keurig cup in the other, and I have total confusion. And it's guy who's never used anything other than a Keurig to make coffee.
As I say, they're mundane and very specific.
Intern Maddie, what's one of your favorites that you did?
I did stubbing your toe on the corner of a table and when you crouch down and grab your foot.
Ah! Very nice.
They're excellent. They're weird. Yeah. They're very specific, and it's called Mundane Halloween.
Download the Totally Hits 93.3 app, and you can see the pictures right there, also on Facebook. Three things you want to know this morning.
So I was absolutely shocked when intern Maddie showed me this story about Nashville home prices. Okay, and it's not your typical story. It's about haunted houses in Nashville.
Ah.
So according to a website that keeps track of haunted houses all over the country, Nashville homes that have a history of a haunted nature sell for 83% more than the average home.
People want a haunted house.
They really do.
Wow.
So the average home price in Nashville is about $440,000. The average home value haunted home, it's $809,000.
Wow.
People love the haunted houses.
If your house is not haunted and you want to sell it, tell everybody it's haunted.
Yeah, that's right. Either that or ghosts only want to hang out in the really nice mansions in Franklin.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know.
I ran into the ghost of little Jimmy Dickens in the bathroom. Hey, here's a story about ghosts. If you have a Ring doorbell camera, you can win $100,000. They're giving it away. They do this every year. The Great Ghost Search. They just need undeniable footage of a ghost. They say, if you can't find a real ghost, just do something cute and make it like 30 seconds long, and they'll just pick the one they like the best.
All right. So if there's no real ghost, the funny ghost wins.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. This isn't ghost related, but it is proof that people have lost their dang minds.
Yes.
Even if you don't care about baseball, this story will just go, what the? Oh, my gosh. So the Yankees and the Dodgers are in the World Series.
Right.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers have been running away with it. Well, last night, the Yankees stayed alive. They won. But during the game, local superstar baseball player Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
He was trying to catch a ball right at the edge of the wall where the fans can reach over.
Right. He's an outfielder.
And when he was trying to catch the ball, the fans were trying to fight him for the ball and were grabbing his wrists and his hands so hard that they like ripped a glove off his hand.
Oh, wow.
And those fans were ejected from the stadium. Yeah, and they estimated that they probably paid at the very least $1,000 for their seats.
Oh, yeah. World Series tickets.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were booted and they're not allowed back in.
Wow.
But leave the guy alone. Yeah. He's trying to catch a ball.
Hands off, Mookie.
He's our guy.
We are ready now to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood packing and shipping place. For the ladies in the audience, we have Bella in Hermitage. Good morning, Bella.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and good luck to you. For the guys, we have Rick. He's in Spring Hill. Hello, Rick. Are you there?
Oh, Rick, I think we've got you, but you drove under a bridge or something. Can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, barely.
We can barely hear you. I don't know if it's possible. Can you use the phone? Are you?
Is this better?
That's better. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Now we can hear you.
Well done, Rick.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Cool. All right. Let's do a get acquainted question. Let's start with Bella first. If you could eat anything you wanted without getting fat, what food would that be?
Mm.
It would be Marie Callender's Razzleberry Pie.
Wow, very specific.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That sounds good. I'm going to have to try it. I don't think
no
I have.
Kidding, yeah.
Rick, what about you? If you could eat anything you wanted without getting fat, what would it be?
I'm simple. Just probably like fried potatoes or something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right, good job.
Here comes the real questions. We start with multiple choice.
Okay, both of you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent, but they could steal your point. Here we go. Bella, is Cooperstown, New York, the home of the football, baseball, or hockey Hall of Fame?
That would be baseball.
Baseball is
yes.
Right. Good job. Good start.
Very good. Rick, here's your multiple choice question.
All right.
The Bachelor reality show hosted by Nick Lachey, Wells Adams, or Jesse Palmer?
Jesse Palmer?
Yes!
That is right.
Good job.
Tied up. 1-1.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Bella, who plays the title role in the John Wick movies?
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yes, Keanu Reeves. Good
okay.
Job. You're zipping right through these questions.
Rick, you need this one to keep pace. In cooking measurements, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon?
Four?
No. That's what I would have said. It's actually three. No credit there. Okay, it is a 2-1 lead for Bella going into the last set of questions.
All right, you can win it outright if you get this one right. Craftsman and Channel Lock are famous brands of what?
Tools. Power tools.
Power tools? Power tools, hand tools. We'll take tools.
Yeah, we'll take it. Okay. Very good. That's a win for you, Bella. There's no way Rick can come back.
Oh.
But Rick, you were awesome.
Yeah, hope you'll play again.
I appreciate
sometime
it.
Soon.
Do you want, I don't know if you're available, but do you want a chance at redemption to come back tomorrow, Rick?
Yeah, good.
Actually, we have a couple lined up.
Oh, that's right, we do.
Their anniversary is tomorrow on Halloween. So.
Rick, we're going to line you up for a future game, okay?
Because it
was over so quick.
Yeah. And,
Bella.
Bella, we have tickets for you to see Daryl Hall in concert.
I've got a funny story because I keep laughing at what I thought I was going to be envious about.
Yeah.
My daughter and her now husband are on their honeymoon in Japan.
Which is very cool. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
I really was very quite jealous.
Yeah. I'd love to see Japan sometime.
And they're not one to send pictures like while they're on vacation, and we really want to see them.
Yeah.
So since we're taking care of their cats, we've said, okay, we'll send you pictures of your cats doing okay if you send us pictures from your wonderful trip, right?
You have to send us proof of life.
Exactly. They're still alive. So I did get some pictures back this morning because of the time change.
Yeah, yeah.
And It is absolutely hilarious. Now, the first one, she showed me footage from looking out the window of a bullet train in Japan.
Oh, that's right. They have the bullet trains.
And I said, oh, that sounds cool. You know, does it tell you how fast it's going? And she said, yes, it has gone 195 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But then she said, the bad thing is we chose the wrong train. This one stops at every train station. So it gets up to 195 miles an hour for a minute and then slows down and stops.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, it's got to slow down first. It can't just go.
So it's to get a relatively short distance away from Tokyo, it's taking all day. So I'm laughing about that. And then she showed me pictures when they finally got to their hotel.
Yeah.
This giant hotel. She says, unfortunately, the hotel we booked is minion themed.
Like
Despicable Me movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those minions.
She hates minions. She can't stand them. Well, she doesn't like the movies, the toys, the posters.
She didn't know that before they booked the room?
No. Oh, she showed me the outside of the hotel.
What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, the outside doesn't look minion themed. Just looks like a big, giant hotel.
Yeah.
But on the inside, there are like 30-foot tall, you know, murals of minions, and there's minions everywhere. And I am laughing my butt off.
Her nightmare is around every corner.
It's making me a little less jealous.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't get to go to Japan on my honeymoon. It's cracking me up.
So are we living in a simulation or a real world? Now, these are theories that are not just from some guy you ran into in the hallway at Lowe's.
With a tinfoil hat on his head.
These are some scientists that actually are saying this.
There are very famous, credible scientists that say they're absolutely positive that we live in a simulation instead of a real world. Mm. So to kind of explain the reason why we are, here is somebody from TikTok. I know it doesn't sound like a very scientific thing, but she went to Stanford. She explained.
Okay, okay.
She explains their argument why we're not real.
So the argument for why we are currently living in a computer simulation basically goes like this. Imagine that there is a world where technology is so advanced and so complex, it can actually simulate entire universes. There's enough computing power and enough data. You could theoretically compute a simulation of a universe that is so advanced and so complex that the agents or bots or people inside of the experiment in the simulation don't actually know that they are in a simulation, right?
So if our technology reaches that point, perhaps another civilization far more advanced than us already has done it, and that's what we're living in now.
They created, like, they're playing the Sims game from back in the day, but we're the Sims.
Yeah. Do you have that little thing over your head?
And we don't know it. Right?
I don't know. Yeah.
So but there's also, there's another pretty good theory about why this is not the case. The people that believe in the sim thing, that we're in a simulation, say that, like, okay, then the people in the simulation eventually get smart enough that they can create a simulation.
So the people in the simulation can create their own simulation.
And it keeps happening and happening and happening. And there's millions of simulations living inside simulations. So the odds are that we are probably in a simulation.
My brain hurts.
Which is, I think, a little stupid.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if we were living in a simulation, you think they'd do a better job.
You know,
we're living in a simulation that kind of sucks.
There's a good chance that I like your line of thinking there. You know, I think, you know, if they talk about, like, okay, yeah, if somebody made a simulation and they made a simulation, that means that there's all these simulated worlds, but we haven't made one. So we're like, we're the last ones, and we're the dumb people who haven't made a simulated world. So to me, this is just like preposterous.
Maybe that's what the UAPs,
that's what the higher life forms programmed us to think.
And they're coming down to check on us every once in a while.
All right. Seriously, do you believe we are living in a simulation, Woody?
It's possible. I mean, you know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a hard maybe.
A hard maybe.
And you're sticking to it.
I'm going
to
go with a hard maybe. At least that's what the game master says, I should say.
Intern Maddie, do you believe we are real or living in a simulation?
I think we're real.
I also think we're real. I think anybody that claims they've figured this out is pretty arrogant in thinking that, oh yeah, I'm so smart that I figured out that beings that are a gajillion times smarter than us have made us into a video game.
Yeah.
But so. I'd love to know what you think. You can call us on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. Are we in a simulation, or is it just the real world and that's just a bunch of bull?
Are we going to be in trouble with the game masters by saying something about it?
I don't care.
I mean, look at the traffic. Look at I-24. If this was a simulation, it'd be better.
Whoever it is did a lousy job.
Yeah.
You can also leave us a message. No busy signals, no waiting. You can go to the 93.3 Totally Hits app and leave us a message there, and we'll play your theory on the air. Are we living in a simulation or... is this just real life?
Yeah. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. As if you're just tuning in, some scientists say we're not living in a real world. We're living in an advanced video game that was created by an advanced civilization.
We're in a simulation, they say.
That's right.
And they say it's almost impossible that we're not. Woody says it's possible.
I give it a hard maybe.
Intern Maddie and myself both say... This is just life. Come on, you're making stuff up.
But then again, you know, if it was a simulation, it's not a very good one.
Well, let's see what our listeners, we have a message from the 93.3 Totally Hits app. Let's see if they think we're in a simulation.
Guys, if we do live in a simulation, who's programmed me to have such a crappy life?
That's a good point.
I guess if we are, someone has it out for her.
Yeah. It's the Woody and Jim Show from our Eurostone studios. As we are having our discussion, many scientists believe that we are not living in a real world. We're living in a computer simulation. It was put forth by a advanced civilization. And we want to know what you think.
Rick and Lordy had a good episode to explain this. Basically, Rick needed a car battery, so he created a microverse battery where the people inside his microverse worked to power his car battery.
I think I've seen that Rick and Morty episode.
I love that we're actually living in a Rick and Morty world.
The explanation for everything is Rick and Morty.
Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Just tuning in, talking about some scientists that think that we are living in a giant, super realistic video game made by an advanced civilization instead of a real world.
And those same scientists believe that in their video game situation that they created... that those simulated people would get smart enough eventually that they would create their own simulation that would seem real.
So a simulation within a simulation.
And it would keep going and going and going. And that's why they say it's statistically very possible. In fact... it's almost impossible that we're not in a simulation.
Now, these are real scientists saying this.
This is not just
your stoner buddy from high school that goes, dude, what if there's a whole universe in our thumbnail?
Right. These are credible scientific people. And we've been letting people weigh in on it. And, you know, there's been some interesting comments about whether we're really in a simulation or if this is just real life. And Woody, I think you have a comment from Zoe.
Or, let me find Zoe.
Oh, okay. I found it. Here it is.
Oh, you got it. Oh.
Zoe says, essentially, we are the Sims. We have the Sims. Our Sims have Sims. But do our Sims have the Sims?
got a little bit of a seashells down by the seashore kind of feel to it.
My head hurts.
So then when we die,
mm-hmm.
and we are reincarnated, it's like we get another life in the video game.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody explain that one. All right, here's my theory.
Okay.
Okay, which I do not believe we are in a simulation.
All right.
This is real life, okay? But just say that these people are right, that there was a being of some sort that created a simulated universe.
Yes.
And then there's all these simulated universe. That universe created a simulated universe, and there's a million of these simulated universes. Okay. It all had to start somewhere by some super being.
Mm-hmm.
Why do those same scientists laugh at us when we say there is a God?
That's a good theory, yeah.
All things created
right.
were created
right.
by what? Mm. Some thing you saw in a sci-fi movie? Or possibly God.
Yeah.
Is it that outrageous
yeah.
to suggest?
If you believe that, then you have to believe the other thing,
that
too.
That there is an almighty
yeah, yeah.
God.
I mean, if you believe what you see in the Men in Black documentaries.
So, yeah. Am I that crazy to go to church on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
All right.
We're on at least an even playing field with the people that believe we're in a sim.
And if the UFOs are the aliens who created us are, just coming down to check on us, that's why they don't land.
Why?
Because they figure they've given up on us already.
Why are they checking on us?
See, I think that they think of us as a zoo. I think they just fly over and observe us and then say, no, we're not going to land here.
We're more zoo tycoon than we are the Sims?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish we lived in Roller Coaster Tycoon. That would be cool. Three things you want to know this morning. If you enjoy sugary candle wax, today is your day. It is National Candy Corn Day. Of course, we all know the best way to eat candy corn is to open the bag, throw it in the garbage, and eat a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup instead.
Hater. I like candy corn. I like to eat about two, and then I'm sick of them.
Okay.
But
well, that's two more than I'm going to have.
Intern Maddie, do you like candy corn?
I hate candy corn.
Good for you.
I'm an island in the room, even though I only like them a little.
Yeah.
A little.
People always say, mix it with something, popcorn or M&M's or something. No. No, it's going to ruin the taste of the popcorn and the M&M's.
All right. Well, this coming weekend is when we end daylight savings time, and then we're all miserable. Our bodies feel terrible. We're tired.
Right.
So here to the rescue. Now, when you can do something about it, here are some ways that will help your body adjust to the change in time.
Okay.
Okay. So experts say you can start waking up 10 minutes earlier each day leading up to the time change so that your body is more used to that wake up time come Sunday morning.
So we're actually falling back. So it's an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just get less daylight.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
They say you can also try a morning walk to try to wake yourself up if you're having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And limit caffeine and heavy meals in the evening.
Okay.
So start doing those things now, and it'll be an easier adjustment on Sunday.
Here's another healthy tip, and it's something that no one will do. They say if you gorge yourself on Halloween candy, it can mess up your metabolism. And they suggest you even out your metabolism by eating, after you eat the candy, eat sauerkraut. Fermented foods will help balance out your metabolism. Kids, who wants sauerkraut?
Oh, yay! The kids come a running.
They do.
Every
they
time.
Come a running.
It's sauerkraut. Is it sauerkraut time yet, Dad?
Is it sauerkraut yet, Mom?
Oh.
See, there you go. Three things you want to know.
I guess my metabolism's just going to stay messed up. Amen. Just a little silent prayer, a little meditation. Just wishing you all a really good day.
All right. You know what? We're looking for somebody to play the game. So why don't you do that? Give us a call at 615-553-0933.
We've got Cyndi Lauper tickets up for grabs.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. We're ready to play a game.
Woody tells lots of stories filled with jokes and fire. But all we really want to know is Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
Yep, Woody says stuff.
Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
We just got to figure out if it's the truth or not. Or if he's a dirty, stinking liar.
All right. Who do we have on the line?
We have Carmen from Mount Juliet.
Hey, Carmen.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Woody's going to tell you stuff. You just say, that's the truth, or you're a dirty, stinking liar. So, stand by.
Okay.
Here comes one of the first word salads coming out of Woody's mouth.
You know, Carmen, if you wish upon a shooting star, you're actually wishing on astronaut poop.
Is Woody telling the truth, or is he a dirty, stinking liar?
Dirty, stinking liar.
You sure about that?
I'm not, but I think so.
But she's going to stick with it. What do you say?
No, you're wrong. It is true.
Wait, a shooting star is astronaut poop?
Not all of them, but it can be. I guess.
Okay.
When the astronauts at the International Space Station, they save their poop and it's jettisoned out into space. And once it hits the Earth's atmosphere, it can look like a shooting star. We will catch you tomorrow for spooky Halloween. What are we doing the rest of the day?
I'm not sure. I don't know what to do with all these beautiful days. I want to get out and do something.
It's supposed to be nice again today.
I will probably end up sitting inside watching TV instead.
Right.
I want to watch a show. There's somebody told me, I think it's on HBO Max, called The Franchise, which is kind of like a comedic take on if you're working at Marvel Studios or, you know, DC.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's a comedic show.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll check that out. Yeah.
Making movies and studio executives and crazy stars and stuff. So let's see if that's any good.
I got to run to the store and buy some groceries for my son and his girlfriend, Kara, are coming out from San Diego. Of course, Alex is in the Navy and stationed in San Diego. And they're going to be flying in this afternoon and hanging out for about a week or so.
That's nice. I know you don't get to see him that often because he's either in San Diego or deployed somewhere.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, he's going to a UT game on Saturday.
Oh, he's making the most of Tennessee.
He spent all his birthday money on that.
All of it. I'm sure those tickets are cheap.
And then more. Yeah, exactly.